Yes. Vashem kein told us liyasa rachmana. The told us that's not mamish the av malachim. It's only something like it. That's not asa mediraisa by Shemitah. It's only asa mediravonin, and therefore the rabbonin have a svara that where you feel you'll have a loss, you'll die out, you're allowed to water it on Shemitah. So therefore watering the tefuah, watering your wheat that's growing, even though watering is a told of Zareya, but told us the Torah did not asser by Shemitah. Rashi told us, to go in mashkez royim, shvehoye b'mishkan liyasa rachmona. This malach of watering wasn't in the Mishkan, that's not the malach of Zareya, so the Torah did not answer it by Shemitah. It's only Yosem with the Rabbanin, and in the Rabbanin we have the Torah, it's Abamachim Seder, the Rabbanin will make it. Yeah. Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, Uvashono HaShviyis Shabbos Shabboson Yiloritz. Torah says on the seventh year, the ground should be like Shabbos resting, Sodecholoi Sizra, you should not plant Sodecholoi Sizra. Yeah, there's a pasuk here in the beginning of Bahar that says Yevashonu Hashviyi Shabbos Shabbos Niyoloritz Shabbos Hashem Sodecholoi Sizra VeCharmacholoi Sizma. So the pasuk says Sodecholoi Sizra, you're not allowed to plant your fields on Shemitah. VeCharmacholoi Sizma on your kerem, the vineyards, you're not allowed to pull out the bad grapes in order to make the other ones grow well. So Michti, the Gemara asks like this: Zemira Bichlal Zriya. That Zemira is really Bichlal Zriya, planting. Like really the next pasuk says then, a Sviya Kesircha Leisikzer, V'yes Inzvei Zirecha Leisivzer. That's the next pasuk. So we say really, Zemira is Bichlal Zriya. Zemira means pulling out the bad things in order to make it grow good. That's Bichlal Leisizra, that's Bichlal not to plant. Ubetzira Bichlal Ktzira. Now, Betzira is also a way of cutting off. That's the grapes. So it's the Chlal Ktzira, not cutting off your wheat. Is Lamai Hilchusa Kasvina Rachmona. How come the Torah said both these things? Again, like the Postik says, Sodecho Lo Sizra, on Shemitah, the seventh year, you're not allowed to plant your grounds. Vecharmacho Lo Sizma, it repeats itself in your kerem, in the vineyard, you're not allowed to be Sizma, pull out the bad grapes in order to make the good ones grow. Which is also a told of Zariah. So why does the Torah say these two things, the Av of Leisizra, don't plant, and then it says the Tolda, Leisizmer, don't pull out the bad ones to make the good ones grow. Then the next pasuk says, a Sviya Kesircha Leisikzer, you're not allowed to cut off your wheat on Shemitah, the Esinven is Yerecha Leisivzer, about your grapes, the Torah also says Lashon Leisivzer, that's also a Lashon by grapes, not pulling off the grapes. So why does it repeat itself twice? Don't cut off your tefuah and don't pull off your grapes. It's the exact same thing. Is lemay hilchasa kasvina rachmana? Why did the Torah write these two psukim here? Lememrinu to tell us like this. The Yahani told us mechayvi on these two told us. They told of zmira. That's called pulling out the bad ones to make the good ones grow. That's a told of planting. It's not the av because you're not really planting. It's only a told that looks like the av malacha. And then the Torah says, Sifzer, pulling off the grapes. Why does the Torah say these two told us? To teach us, on these two told us, Yechayiv. Achrenaisa lemechayiv. But any other told us, you're not chayiv by Shemitah midiraisa. Therefore, even though the Torah says you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah, but watering what's already growing is mutter midiraisa. Even though watering the wheat is called on Shabbos and Issa of Zareya, it's called you're making it grow better. And that's a told of Zareya, but by Shemitah, the Torah didn't answer the told us. The Torah only answered the Avos and not the told us. The only two told us that are Rasa are these two, of Leisizmar and Leisivzer. So that's Pshanah Mishnah then. Watering the fields on Shemitah is only Asa Midirabonin, not Midiraisa, and therefore B'mokam Seder, where you have your field that doesn't manage with the rainwater, you have to water it. If you don't water it, it'll die out. So on Shemitah, the Rabbana will make all that you could water it. For the Gemara, is this true? For a time, you will look at a brisa like this. The Pasuk true says, Sodecho Leisizra. And now let a plant put the seeds into the field on Shemitah, on the seventh year. Vekarmecho Leisizmo. If you have your kerem, your vineyard, you can't pull off the bad ones to make the other ones grow better. Now, Ein Liela Zirua, Vizimur. What's usher on Shemitah should only be Zirua planting, or El Zimmer, pulling out the bad ones. Maybe only these two things are osur. Rashi says zimmer means Rashi. That's the last one of the big lines at the top. Zimmer means machatech anovim yaveshim shogefim, to pull off the bare, the dried out grapes, in order to make the other ones grow well. These two things are osur. Minayin, how do I know lenichush? They're not allowed to do nichush on Shemitah. Nichush means we had before pulling out the bad reeds in order to make the other ones grow better. Only idur, you can't do idur. Rashi says idur means shechoyfer tachas agafanim. You want to dig underneath the vineyards, under the grapes. The repuy arya, to make the ground soft like a type of a harisha. You want to make the ground soft under the vines, under the grapes, to make it grow better. How do you know you're not allowed to do this on Shemitah? Ula kisuch. How do you know you can't do this on Shemitah? Rashi says kisuch means the asavim. When you have your grass growing, shechoyte, or the reeds, shechoyte choroye min atovim. You cut off the top part of the bad ones in order to make the good ones grow better. So Rashi says v'loy haino nichush. Idur is not the same. Kisuch is not the same thing as nichush. Even though nichush, we said before, is also uprooting the bad reeds to make the good ones grow good. The ma'akar or ikrim min akarka, because nichush means you're uprooting the reeds completely. The lezer ein ikrim el achotchin lamala. Mashen ken kisuach is not that you're uprooting the reeds, it's just you're cutting the reeds down. So how do you know you can't do this on Shemitah? If you have your wheat growing and you have bad reeds growing next to it, you want to cut down the reeds. How do you know you can't do this? Talmud Loima, this the Brisa says with Dash in the Pasuk, Sadacha Loi, Sizra. And karmacha loy means loy sizmor. So we dash like this. Loy ko malacha shebasadcha. You can't do any work in your fields on Shemitah. For loy ko malacha shebakarmacha. And you can't do any work on your vineyards and Shemitah. So Huri Sinalak we just said. Not only these two told us arasa and everything else is mutter, Mashma also told us arasa. So Rashi explains, what's this arasa? Rashi says, Talmud Loima the Pasuk says, Sadacha loy karmacha loy. Rashi is like this. Mida like sis, since the Pasuk did not say, Loi sis rasadcha. Torah should have said, don't plant your field. Loi sis makarmacha. Don't like plant also the kerem. Elo, the Pasuk says like this though. Sadcha loi sisra. Your field, don't plant it. So we read it, sadcha loi, period. Don't do anything to your field. Karmacha, the Pasuk says, loi. We dash like stop right there. Even though really it says, karmacha loi sismar. Mashma, Sadachaloi, Karmachaloi. We have a right to Mashmoyas here to Darshin. Sadachaloi means don't do anything in your fields. On Shemitah you can't do any type of work. And in your Kerem you can't do any type of work. That's the Kasha. We're saying it's only Midrabanan. Right to the Brisa says, Minayin, how do we know? Shein Makarsamin. How do you know you can't be Makarsamin on Shemitah? Rashi says that means Haino Zimmer. It means also pulling out the bad ones to make the good ones grow. Here we're talking about on the trees. If you have an apple tree, how do you know you can't pull off the bad apples in order to make the good ones grow? V'yein mezardin. Mezardin, Rashi says, mechatech anovim yaveshim. You want to pull off the dried out leaves. V'lachin lefishyesh bilo anovim yaseh midai. If you have too many leaves on the tree, it's no good for it. You want to pull off the dry ones. So how do you know you can't do that on Shemitah? Again, it's also making the tree grow better. V'yein mafaskin. Rashi means soimchin ilon shuran and yosimidai. You want to be soimchit, like wrap things around the tree to make the tree grow better. V'yein mafaskin b'ilon. Tamulay again with Rashi in the same way. The pasuk says sadachaloi. It says sadachaloi sizra. It didn't say loy sizra sadecha. It says sadachaloi sizra. With Rashi, sadachaloi. Don't do anything to your fields on Shemitah. And again, karma choloi, don't do anything to the kerem. So vidashina means loy ko malacha shebesadcha, don't do any work on your fields, v'loy ko malacha shebekarmecha, and don't do any works in your kerem on Shemitah. Vaita, minayin, how do we know again, shein mezavlin? Mezavlin, Rashi says, manichim zevo bikrilim. You can't put manure fertilizer on the ikru, on the roots of the trees. How do you know you can't put fertilizer on the trees on Shemitah? V'yein mafarkin. Rashi's mafarkin means avonim shal ikra ilan. If you have stones, rocks on top of the roots of the tree, you want to take off the stones that the tree should grow better. You can't do this on Shemitah. That's called v'ein mafarkin. You can't take off the bare stones on top of the roots. V'ein ma'afkin. Rashi says ma'afkin is shesh rosh of nirin. The roots, you can see the roots, they're growing on top of the ground. Or mechatz anoisa b'yavak. You want to cover it up with dust. How do you know? Like, you can't cover up the roots on Shemitah. That's also called making the tree grow better. Vaita v'ein ma'ashnin, bilon. How do we know you can't be ma'ashin? That means you can't smoke out the tree. For the purpose, Rashi says, is to kill out the worms on the tree. If you have toloyim on the tree, so you want to burn something on the bottom to make smoke go there, that the smoke would kill out the worms on the tree. Again, that's the purpose, to make the tree grow better. How do we know we can't do all these things on Shemitah? Talmud Leimer, again, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, so again, Sada Chaloi and Karma Chaloi. The Torah doesn't say Loi Sizra Sadecha. It says rather Sada Chaloi Sizra. So we dash in Sada Chaloi period and Karma Chaloi period. That means Kol Malacha Sheba Sada Chaloi. All the work on the fields you can't do on Shemitah. The Kol Malacha Sheba Karma Chaloi. And all the work on your Kerem you can't do on Shemitah. So all these things, Pasha learning now, is us in Midiraisa. So this is all the Kasha, the way we started off. We started off to say that by Shemitah, the Torah only asked two toldos and nothing else. All other toldos are mutim Midiraisa. And here the Baraisa says, with Dash in his Pesach, Sad Chaloi, nothing doing on Shemitah. Vaita, now one thing is Yemutah. Now the Baraisa says like this, Yochel, I would think, Lo Yekashkesh, Tachas Azesim, maybe underneath the olive tree, you can't be mekashkesh. Rashi says, "Hainu idur." That means idur. Ela idur begafane bekishkes bezeisim. Idur we had before was you want to dig underneath the ground there to make the ground soft. So how do you know that you're allowed to dig underneath the olive tree? Hey, yochel. I would think lo yekashkesh. You're not allowed to dig, make the ground soft under the olive tree. Who adin v'lo yada tachas hagafanim? Maybe you're not allowed to make the ground soft under the geffen and under the vineyard. How do you know you're allowed to do this? V'lo yimale neko yimayim. And maybe if you have cracks there, you can't fill it up with water. V'lo yasa ugyis legafanim. Again, legafanim, you have your vineyards growing. How do you know you can't ois yasa ugyis? Ugyas Rashi says that's choyfe guma tachas agefim. If you want to make scratches, you want to make rows, you dig in the ground under your vineyards. Litim b'mayim, you want to make a canal there, that the water should go under the vineyards. How do you know you can't dig out a scratch, make rows in the ground under your vine? Now, I would think it's also. Talmud Leim, on this, the Pasuk says no. Sodecho loy sizra. Zriya bechlal hoysa. The Pasuk says, Sodechol es Sizra. You're not allowed to plant your fields on Shemitah. So Zriya was Bechal Hoysa. For Loma Yotis, why did it go out? So Rashi learns like this, Zriya Bechal Hoysa. Uba Shono Hashviyas Shabbos Shabbosim. The Pasuk says, Fatsof. Uba Shono Hashviyas Shabbos Shabbosim Yiloritz. Shabbos Lashem. So the Pasuk of Pasha is saying that on Shemitah, the seventh year, you have to leave your fields a vein. Don't work with it. Mashman has to be Shabbos completely. So we know you can't plant, you can't seed your fields. What does the Torah have to say? Sodechol Sizra, speak out clearly. You're not allowed to seed your fields. Pshita. It said already, Vashon HaShmi is Shabbos Shabbosam. Let your fields rest on Shemitah. So what does the Pasuk have to say? Sodechol Sizra. So Gemara says, Zriya Bechal Hoysa. Really, I would know you're not allowed to seed your fields, even if a winter said it. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself and say Sodechol es Sizra? To make a hekesh, to make one thing like the other thing, learn law to teach us, to tell us like this, Ma Zriya, just like by seeding, Miyuchedes Avodah Sheba Sodom, V'Sheba Kerem, to seed, you seed both in your Sodom when you want to plant a wheat, or a tfuah, you have to seed, Hu Adin V'Sheba Kerem, when you want to plant grapes, vineyards, you also have to seed there. So the Torah asks it not to do a melacha, that shovel you have, both by a field where you're making tfuah wheat, and both by a field that you have a kerem vineyards. Is af kol, who had in any other type of a work, she avoided shebesod of sheba kerem. You have a type of a work that could be done both places, in the soda and in the kerem in the vineyard. Rashi says that means, a going kol hani prati, all these things we said before in the Braisa, the Kesuach, the Idor, the Nichush, apply both by the Sod and by the Kerem. Ma'ashenkein, these last things, you don't have it by the Sod, you only have it by Kerem. Rashi says, Yotza Kishkush, V'idur, Umayim, B'nikr, V'ugois, Shein, B'shneim. You don't have them by both. You only have it under the Kerem. You don't have it by a Sada. By the Tfuah, when you're growing wheat, you don't have those things. You don't have the stones. You don't have the Mayim that you want irrigated there. These things you don't have. And Rashi speaks, the Rabbi Nachmanel says that Lemute kashkashim vidur bikur vishum the avoidus ilonasein. Those things are called avoidus in the tree. That's not an avoid in the fields and in the zroyim, in the wheat that's growing. So therefore, only these last few things are mutter. But everything else, pashas mashmer, it's also midiraisa. So it's not like we want to say. We want to say, the question again was, our Mishnah says you're allowed to water your fields on Shemitah. So the kashrim is watering is a told of Zariah. And the Torah says you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. So it should be awesome in the Raisa to water your fields. How come our Mishnah says it's mutter? So he wanted to answer that watering is only a toldah, and the toldah is not mutter in the Raisa. But here this Raisa dashim the pasuk sod the chaloi. Any work that's done both in the sod and in the kerem, it's also. And you water both. You have to water your sodah, and you have to water the kerem. So the chur watering should be awesome in the Raisa. See, if so, we have the kasher again. How could our Mishnah say that B'mokam Seder, we have your fields, Beis HaShalchin, that doesn't live on rainwater, but you have to irrigate it? How do we know you're allowed to do it on Shemitah? The Torah says it's Osir. How could the Rabbanan say it's Mutter? The Torah says, Midirabbanan. This Braisa only means Midirabbanan, these are Osir. Ukro Asmachta B'Yalma. And that we make this, this Kro, that we say, Sadu Choloi, and karma choloi means nothing doing on Shemitah, that's only in the smachta. The smachta means that's not the pshan, the Torah. The Torah didn't mean it. It's only with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan found that a smachta means they have a way of making it look as if the Torah is saying. Even though the Torah didn't really say it, that's a kayach of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan find that a smachta, some type of a smach, some type of something to lean on, to find some type of in the Torah, to say it's also, and they make the risk of the Rabbanan. But Avadr is only Yosem with the Rabbanan, not with the Raisam. Therefore, it's very good, our Mishnah, that since it's only Yosem with the Rabbanan to water the fields on Shemitah, the Mokam said that we all die. If you don't water it, the Rabbanan will make it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, the Kishkush b'shvius mishori. You want to tell me now Kishkush is Mutter? That was his last Braisa, Mashm, even with the Rabbanan, Kishkush is Mutter. And we said, Rashi said before, Kishkush means Hainu Idr, that means, Idr means before you are like digging underneath the vineyards to make the ground soft. You want to dig there to make the ground soft. So you're telling me now, Kishkish is Mutter B'Shvius, for the Gemara Mishori, is it true that's Mutter? For Yaksiv, the Pasuk in Shemai says like this, V'Hashvius Tishmetenu Natashta. You're supposed to rest on Shemitah. That means we dash like this, Tishmetenu Milakashkris. You're supposed to rest and not do Kishkush. Don't dig underneath your vineyards, underneath the vines, to make it grow better, to soften the ground. Or the tashta widashin milasako. So Rashi says that means lahoitzi avonim in a kerem. If you have your vineyard that has a lot of stones there, you're not allowed to pick out the stones out of the ground to make it grow better. So the churat smashma, these two things are rasa midiraisa. So how could you tell me kishkush is muti midiraisa? Alright, even if you say it's a smachta, but before you said it's mutim with the Rabbanim, and here we're saying it's also. So Gemara answers, Omaravuk for Bachoma, Trey Kishkusha Hevi. There are two different ways of being Mekashkish, of making the ground soft for the purpose of the tree. Chad Avruyi Eloni. One is just doing to make the tree grow better. That's all. Avruyi Eloni means just to make it stronger. And that's Takar Osir. So the tree is not going to die. You just want to make the tree grow better. That's awesome. And one knows there are cracks in the tree itself. And the tree may die because of that. And you want to now dig underneath there to make the ground soft, to fill up the hole, the crack in the tree. That's B'makim Seder, that's Mutter. So Avruye Ilon, just to make the tree grow better, to strengthen the tree. That's awesome. That you can't do on Shemitah. Midrabbanan, it's awesome. Bestumi pili to cover up the holes, the other corrected to cover up the holes, that's mutter to do. Because that's a pseida, like Rashi says, shari, this pay mishum pseida. If you don't do this, we're afraid maybe the tree will die. So therefore, it's a pseida, it's mutter. Like Rashi says, mashenken avru yelani yosar, devi mishum ravcha, it's only there to make the tree grow better. That's what we say for kishkus muta. That means if there are cracks there, either on the ground or cracks in the tree, that the tree may die because of that, that's muta. That's what we say, it's osar. To make the tree a little bit stronger, that's osar. It's muter on, it's osar on shmita. Now, Nugumara. Itma, we learned like this. Ha-chorish b'shvias. On Shemitah itself, on Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be if somebody plows his fields? He's Chayrish, he plows the field. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozit, some Achloikis. Chadama, one of them say, Loika, you're over Lav HaTorah, and you get Malkus for plowing your fields on Shemitah. The Chadama one says, Eino Loika, no, you don't get Malkus. There's no Lav, you don't get Malkus. Yeah. So Moran says, what's the Achloikis? Laima b'Rab Avin Omer Rabbi Loi k'miflagi. It's a machlokes in Rab Avin Omer Rabbi Loi is halacha. The Omer Rab Avin said that Omer Rabbi Loi said like this: that kol mokom shenema klal b'yesei. When usually we have the clay klal like this, there's two cases: there's a klal of prat, and then there could be a klal of prat of klal. When we have a klal, the Torah says everything. And then the Torah says a prat, only one thing. We say only the prat. That's all. Nothing else. Only what's in the prat. When the Torah says a klal or prat uklal, a general rule, then one case, then another general rule, we say a lot of things, albeit like the prat. Not only the prat, but anything like the prat is also included. So the question is, sometimes it's a klal b'yesei. The Torah says a klal by Shemitah. Here it says a klal, uvashono hashvius shabbis shabbos and yiloritz. That's a klal. Mashman Shemitah, the seventh year, everything should rest. That's a klal. Everything should rest. But it's only in Yisra Asay. The Torah says, Uvashonu HaShemis, in the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yil Oretz, the land should rest. That's an Asay. Then Uprat Belois Asay. The Torah says a Prat, one case, but it's not an Asay, it's a Lois Asay. Like here, the Torah says, Sodecho Lois Yisra. That's a Prat. The Torah says, only this one thing is Asar. But it's not a regular klal of Prat. Because it's a klal in the essay, and it's a prat in the lois essay. And then, true, then the Torah says another klal, for hoysa shabbos oras lachem liyochla. It says, again, you should rest. So really it says the klal, a prat, a klal. But it's not the klal and the prat the same way. The klal is with an isra essay, and the prat is with a lois essay. So Rebbe Loi says, ein dona noisoi buklat a prat a klal. We don't darshan this with a klal or prat to klal, but rather we leave it with just a klal or prat. So since the prat is dafka sodachol is sizra, so the only thing that's awesome with the rice is planting, that's all. But harisha, plowing, that's mutter with the rice. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Loi, we say no, it's a klal or prat to klal, and we'll marbe anything like the prat. So harisha is like the prat, then you would get malchus. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Kol mokam shenema klal b'yesi prat b'lois asay." Kegoyin hoch, like over here. The Yechsiv, the Pesuk says, "Ubashono hashviyah shabbos shabbos n'yiloritz." Klal, mashma, the land has to rest on Shemitah. Don't do anything. Hainu asay, that's an iser asay, to let it rest. Then the Torah says, "Sodachol esizra v'kamachol esizma prat." That's a prat. The Torah says, "No, there's something special you're not allowed to do." Haino loisa say, but the Torah said it in the Lashon of loisa say. So Rebbe Loin says, ain dona noisa b'klal prat klal, Rashi says. V'yaf agav d'chsiv klal basri, even though it says another klal at the end. Kugoyin hocha, d'chsiv basri. Shabosoin, it says at the end. Shina shabosin yiloritz. Ain din d'sha klal prat klal. It does not have a loch like other klal prat klal. Sheksuvim kula b'yesli belav. Other places, all three, the klal and prat, the klal is either all three with halav, or all three with an essay. Then we say, well, marbra, a lot of things, anything that's like the prat. The yoma klal or prat or klal, yatadan al kleina prat, the marbe kol midi the dam prat. Anything that's like the special case is included. But over here, since the klal is with an essay, and the prat is with a lois essay, ela danina le bechlal a prat, we're done it like it's only a klal and a prat. And then the din is, why? Hoil de nishtana misha klal a prat a klal. It's different than usually. And therefore, Amrina, we say here, ain bechlal al mashim a prat. You know what's included in this klal of the first pasuk? Or Bashono Ashri Shabbos Shabboson. That's what it says, the klal, let your field rest on the seventh year. You know what's included in that klal? Ela Mashem Prat. Only what the Prat says. Hainu in Midyachrin Eloi. The Torah is only saying you're not allowed to seed your fields on Shemitah. Sadecha Loi Sizra. You can't seed them. But Harisha is Mutter. So that's why one man Yama says if you Harish, you plow your fields on Shemitah, there's no Malkus. And the other one says, we don't hold like Rabbi Loi. No, this is still considered a klat a prat a klal. Therefore, even though the prat is Loi Sizra, don't plant anything like it, any type of an av melochem, any type of a work in the fields, it's also to do during Shemitah. Yeah. Mar says, no man diyom ein aloika, it's led Rab Avin. The one that says you don't get malchus, holds like Rab Avin.
Man's amr loka.
What? No, man the yom aloyka less led rabavin. Om rabloi. Or man the yom ain aloyk is led rabavin. If you hold like rabavin, you don't get malchus here. So Mara says, loy, no. The kula yalma toya less led rabavin. I'll tell you, maybe nobody holds like rabavin here. Both of them don't hold like rabavin. They both hold, really, it's called the klal or prato klal here. So really, then you should get malchus. There's a klal or prato klal, we say anything like the prat. So the prat is a melacher in the karka. Anything that's a melacher in the karka should be usher. So man di yom aloik is shapet. The one that says you get malchus is very good. It's a regular klal or prat or klal, and therefore you should get malchus here. Well, man di yom ain't aloik, but what does one of them say if you plow your fields on Shemitah, you don't get malchus? Omelach, he says like this. Michti, zemira bichlal zriya. Again, why do terrorists say these two things? It says, Sadechol Eisizmer, the Kamechol Eisizmer. Don't seed your fields, and don't, like, pull out the bad grapes to make the good grapes grow. So, Lechura Zemira, pulling out the bad grapes, that's Bechlal Zeria. That's the same type of seeding, making things grow. Ubetzira Bechlal Ktzira. Then the next plus it says, you can't cut off your tfuah, your wheat on Shemitah. The same thing, you can't cut off your grapes on Shemitah. So why does there have to say the double lashon of betzira by grapes, cutting off the grapes, and ksira, cutting off your tfuah? Is lamai hilchosa kasvina rachmona? Why does the Torah have to say these two things out? Zuriya and zmira, ksira and betzira. Lamei mara teach us, tiahani told us hudu mechayim, like we had before. Only are these two told us, the Torah says yichayim by Shemitah. I told us achrina le mechayiv. Mashiach another told us, lamasha like harisha, the Torah says the yav is only not planting. Harisha is only a tolda by Shemitah. So toldas are not also midiraisa by Shemitah. Therefore, if you plow your fields on Shemitah, you don't get malchus. Shred the Gemara again, the same question we asked before now. Veloi, you want to tell me no other toldas are also midiraisa? Is that true? V'yatanya, the whole brayso we had before. Sada chole sizra, kama chole sizmer, ein liyel is the ru of a zimmer. Maybe only it's also to plant or to pick out the bad grapes. Minayin liyidur, lakishkosh, lakisuch, like we had before. How do we know these malachas are also? Talmud loyim again, sada choloi, kama choloi. So we darshin, loy kol malacha sheba sadcha, nothing doing on Shemit, you can't do any work on your fields. For loy kol malacha sheba kama chom, you can't do any work in your kerem on the vineyards. Again, the same thing we had before. Omenayin shemekarsimim v'yei mezardim v'yei mefaskin. Bilon, how do you know you can't do these type of works on the tree to pull out, cover up the roots, to make it grow better, the tree? How do you know these things are also on Shemitah? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Sada choloi, karma choloi. So again, we dashin. Kol melacha shebasad choloi, kol melacha shebakarma choloi. You can't do. Minayin again, shein mezavlin, you can't put fertilizer on the tree. V'yei mefarkin, take off the rocks. v'yemashin and smoke up the tree that the worm should die out below in the tree. Talmudayim again the same drasha. Sod chaloi karma chaloi v'dashin kol malacha shem sod chaloi, nothing doing, no work at all. The kol malacha shem karma chaloi, no work in your vineyard. Yochel I would think though again lo yikashke sachas azaisim, but this special malacha in the tree you can't do it either. V'lo yata sachas azaisim, you can't dig the canals under the geffen. V'lo yimale nikoyimayim, you can't fill up the holes with water. V'lo yas ugyas gvanim, you can't make scratches of like also canals rose under the geffen. Maybe these are also talmud leima. No, these are mutter. Why? Because the pasuk says sod chole sizra zriya bechlal hoysa. V'lo meyotasa laakashem leimaluch. Just like planting, you plant both wheat in the field and in the vine. Yeah, again, Talmud Lema Sadchal is Sizra Zriya Bechlal Hoysa, Zriya is Bechlal, Voloma Yotso, Laakashel Alemaluch. Just like plowing, planting is a voida that you do both in the soda and in the kerem, you do this. Is of course she kerem. Any type of a work that's done in the fields. In the fields means whether it's in the soda by the wheat or whether it's in the vineyards. Mashenkin, these things are only avoidas in the trees, like the Rach says, it's called an avoida in the tree and not an avoida in the karka. The Torah asked it on Shemitah not to do a work in the ground, but the work you do in the trees, that's mutter to do on Shemitah. So I call upon the Kashrut, you see clearly all these avoidas are also. So how could you tell me only two and nothing more? The same terms, like we said before, midrabbonin. Avadim, all these malachas are only yosem midrabbonin. Ukros machta bi'alma. These psukim are only nesmachta. Havada the Ika Pasuk is like Midashin. Only Zriya and Zmira, and only Ksira and Betsira is Osim Midiraisa. But all other Toldas are Mutim Midiraisa. Therefore, the Mandiyama says if you chorish, if you plow your fields on Shemitah, you don't get Malkus. Rabbi.